Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate. So please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th. So grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thanks so much for joining me today. This is going to be a fun episode. Have you ever seen the movie Moneyball? It is a Brad Pitt movie about baseball. And don't worry, if you haven't seen it, I'm going to bring you up to speed. The short version of the movie is that Brad Pitt is the general manager of a professional baseball team that doesn't have the budget of, say, the Yankees or the Red Sox, and they've struggled because they feel like they can't afford the quality players that they need in order to improve as a team. And they hire this guy. He's like a math whiz. And this guy gets into the statistics and shows, actually, you don't need the big expensive players. You can win and go all the way in the league if you find the players who just get base hits. And so this is based on a true story, and they defied how Major League Baseball has worked because they were just focused on getting base hits. And they were getting these players on the cheap that everybody else had dismissed as not good enough to play at that level because they weren't home run hitters, because they weren't these superstars. But they were able not only to win games, but to perform and even beat the teams with the biggest budgets by changing their strategy. Well, why are we talking about Moneyball? Why are we talking about baseball? Why are we talking about Brad Pitt? There are some lessons in this movie that apply brilliantly to any goal you have, especially when it comes to working smarter instead of harder. Or have you ever felt like, well, I don't have enough time to do the things I need to do to lose weight? Or I can't build a business because I don't have an audience that everybody else has? Or I can't get out of debt because I don't make enough money? And there are specific lessons in this movie, which again is based on a true story. There's a book that I think is a little bit more accurate than the movie. There are some lessons that can help you win no matter your circumstances. And more importantly, break out of the pattern of feeling like you've got to play the game the way everybody else plays the game. So I want to break it down today and share with you four things you can do differently to get better results no matter your circumstances. Now, as I said, these things can apply whether we're talking about building a business, getting out of debt, taking better care of your house, improving your marriage, increasing your fitness. We're going to talk mostly about weight loss today because it's just a very easy example, and it's also a goal that a lot of listeners have here. But the first thing I want to talk about is this idea of base hits. The first strategy that I want you to really think about is, what are your base hits? I know for me, when I struggled the most with weight loss, I was always trying to implement a home run strategy. You know, the all in, big shift, get a big result. Whether that was I'm going on a keto diet or I'm going to run every single morning before work. And when I failed to hit a home run, I just move on looking for the next big play. I was never content with those smaller wins because I told myself they're not enough. They're not enough to move the needle. But they are. They absolutely are, because the big wins are only a collection of small wins. And the thing about base hits, the thing about small moves and small wins, is that they're easier to execute. They're easier to implement than the big flashy strategies you're trying to hit a home run with. Base hits win games. The boring little needle movers, if you do them consistently, you can win big. You can get ahead. What your base hits are for you is going to depend in large part on where you're at currently and what you're willing to do and how long you've been working on some of these changes and, of course, your goal. If we talk about building a business, for example, a base hit might be putting out a piece of content. A base hit might be reconnecting with a former client and just strengthening that relationship, reaching out to one person before, one person every day that you've worked with before. That might be a base hit. If we're talking about weight loss, one of the little tiny base hits for me is writing down my goals every single day. Now, that doesn't change the shape of my body, but what it does is it brings my mind every single day into alignment with what I want and why, what I'm working towards. Because like probably everybody listening to this podcast, there are a lot of things in any given day that compete for my attention. And if I'm not taking what is probably a minute or less to align my thoughts with what I want, why I want it, what I'm working towards, I could go a whole day just thinking about what my kids are doing and what items on my task list I need to get done and switching over the laundry and getting dinner started. That for me is a base hit. Every day, day after day, consistently taking a minute to write down my goals and bring my thoughts back in alignment with what I'm trying to do and why. Another base hit for me, writing down what I eat every day. It's a little thing. It's easy to do. But day after day after day, it means I'm not drifting. I'm not disengaged. I'm paying attention. My awareness is there. It's not that I'm saying I can't have this or I can't have that, but no matter what I eat, I'm writing it down. For me personally, that is a base hit. Prioritizing protein at every meal is a base hit for me. It's not a big home run strategy, but it's a small thing that done meal after meal, day after day, week after week, month after month, it's a needle mover. Base hits. What are your base hits? And it's okay if you start with just one. When I coach my clients, I always recommend, especially if they are struggling and haven't hit their stride with consistency, focus on only one thing at a time. Don't tell yourself, oh, but that's not enough to make a difference. Where we start isn't where we stay. Don't judge 6 months from now based on your starting point, but let's get some traction, let's get some momentum, and trust that we will build on it, but we've got to start somewhere and lay a foundation. Stop crafting this 6 month transformation map that's your equivalent of trying to hit a home run and then getting disappointed and jumping to the next home run strategy. So the first thing that I want you to think about and implement is, what are your base hits? The small things that aren't home runs that move the needle. The second thing is, change your game instead of trying to play somebody else's game. Right? I talked about how in this book, initially, the Oakland A's, which is the team that's sort of at the center of the story, they're trying to find a way to get a bigger budget, right? They feel like they can't win if they don't have the same resources as, say, the Yankees. But when they realize that they have to play to their own strengths and they need to play a game based on their resources, that's when they find a strategy they can win with. How many times have you looked at somebody and thought, well, if I had the time that you have, then I could do it. Or if I had the budget that you have, then I could do it. I used to look at people who were personal trainers. You spend your whole day in a gym. Of course you can do it. Or I've shared a million times how I used to really want to be on the show The Biggest Loser. Thank God that was not my path. But I thought to myself, well, yeah, if I didn't have to work every day and I had trainers who worked out with me every day and I had a kitchen stocked with healthy food and nutritionists at the ready to help me, of course I could lose weight. I was always looking at other people's resources and then telling myself I couldn't win because I couldn't have that. I didn't have that setup. I didn't have that time. I didn't have that money. I didn't have that person helping me. Stop looking at what other people have that you don't, or ways that other folks are different in their circumstances or their resources. Win the game you are playing. Win the game you are playing. You love to swim? Great. Leverage that. Have that be a big part of your strategy. For me, I'm never going to try and fit into the box of somebody who eats 5 meals a day. That sounds terrible to me. It sounds like a ton of time that I don't want to spend and a lot more decision fatigue. So I'm not going to try to win with that strategy because my lifestyle and my schedule and my 3 kids, it just doesn't align. So I'm trying to win the game I'm playing, which is less time and a real need for efficiency and a desire to make fewer decisions, not more decisions. Win the game you are playing. I love to go to bed early. So it works for me to have dinner around 5, and I've got 3 little kids. They're hungry at 5. And then I go to bed, as long as I don't have a webinar, by 9, so I can capitalize on that uniqueness of my circumstances and have a longer fasting window overnight. If you're somebody who's getting home from work at 8 o'clock, don't be trying to take on the strategy of somebody who has a different set of circumstances. Win the game that you are playing. What are your unique advantages? You really love fish. Incorporate the heck out of it, right? Make that a strength for you. You have more time? Great. Leverage it. Use that as a strength. Do more meal prep. Win the game you are playing instead of trying to get on the same level as somebody else. We all have different setups and different preferences, and a lot of discomfort comes when we're trying to fit ourselves into somebody else's framework. You know, for me, I'm very grateful and very fortunate to have a sauna and a red light. Not everybody has those resources. You're not at a disadvantage if you don't have a sauna or if you don't have a red light. Play to your unique strengths. You might be at a greater advantage because your kids are grown, and so you have a lot more free time to do other things, to get outside, to go for a walk, to fit in the workouts, to do the meal prep, whatever it is. Win the game you are playing and save the energy that you've been spending trying to make your lifestyle or your resources or your preferences match somebody else's. You know, they didn't have, the Oakland A's did not have anywhere near the budget or the attractiveness, the appeal to the players they were recruiting. So they didn't need to try and make a case that they were a better choice than the Yankees. Right? They just had to win the game they were playing instead of trying to win somebody else's game or play the way that somebody else was playing. This third one is massive. So big. Know the actual problem you are trying to solve. For the Oakland A's, they didn't need to solve the problem of budget. They needed to get on base because base hits win games. And too many people are trying to solve the wrong thing. For example, have you ever tried to find the perfect path to fat loss? Like, should I do this? Should I do carnivore? Should I do keto? Should I do Whole 30? Should I count macros? That's not actually your problem. Your problem is that you soothe yourself with food and you use food as a coping mechanism to distract yourself from what you're feeling, to numb out, to feel less. You need to solve that problem. This is not a matter of if you're doing keto or if you're counting macros. This is a matter of your emotional coping by way of food. That's the problem. You know, are you thinking, gosh, am I having too many eggs at breakfast? Like I'm having eggs and avocado. Is that too much fat? Is that too many calories? You don't need to solve the problem of breakfast. You need to solve the problem of the fact that every weekend is like a bender. Know the actual problem that you are solving. For me, it wasn't ever that I didn't know what to eat. I didn't know what was healthy or not healthy. One of my primary issues for a very long time was always making a reason to indulge. Oh, it's Valentine's Day. Oh, my mom brought over cookies. Oh, I've been pretty good. Hey, I actually lost 5 pounds. I deserve a little treat, a little reward, a little reset. Oh, it's date night. It's vacation. I'll start again on Monday. I'll get it out of my system. I had to address that pattern more than I needed to worry about a particular fat loss approach. Solve the right problem, which means knowing the true problem you're facing. And if you're thinking, well, Elizabeth, I've got 60 problems, that's okay. I do too. Start with one. And then the fourth thing, we're going to call this one optional or advanced. One of the things that they did in this movie Moneyball, which again is based on a true story. I hear the book is better than the movie, as it always is. They boiled down their strategy to one number, and that was getting on base, base hits. That was the number that they focused on. And so the crossover here is having one thing that you focus on, one thing that you measure. And preferably, it is the driver of result and not the result itself, because we don't control the result itself, right? They're not controlling wins, but by controlling base hits, they are influencing the outcome of wins. If we're talking about business, this could be the pieces of content that you put out. I'm going to put out 7 new pieces of content a week. I'm going to put out 20 new pieces of content a week. I'm going to put out 3 new pieces of content a week. That could be the one thing that you focus on. Not saying it should be, just as an example. If we were talking with my kids, for example, the number of blocks per day, like time periods per day, chunks of time per day that I am focused on them and what they are doing without my phone or without doing something else. So it's not, oh, I'm singing a song with Piper while I make dinner. It's I'm at their level. I'm paying attention to what they are doing and or doing it with them. So I, as a mom, that is what I focus on every day. I always try to get in a few of those chunks of time before I start work in the morning, because I usually work in the morning for a few hours and then I'm with the kids in the afternoon. And even in the afternoon, I have other things that I'm doing. Maybe I'm starting dinner or I'm folding laundry or I'm on the phone with my sister or I'm checking Instagram. I want to make sure that there are specific blocks every single day with each kid where I am paying attention to them, engaged fully in what they are doing. That is the one thing as a mom that I am paying attention to every day. That number for you, if we're talking about weight loss, for me, it would be days of executing the golden rules. That for me is one of, if not the biggest driver of results for me. I shared with you guys, and we talked about it again this past Saturday, my daily action items for postpartum weight loss. And there are several of them. Some are fitness and movement related. Some of them are lifestyle related. Some of them are nutrition related. There's 3 that are nutrition related. If I had to pick just one of those 3 that are nutrition related, for me, it would be golden rules, because that covers a lot of things just by nature of the golden rules. And you can check out the Golden Rules and episode 195 of the podcast. I did a revisitation of them, I think in 1162, but don't quote me on 1162, but I definitely know 195 is the first one. Boil your strategy down to one thing that you are focused on. Doesn't mean you're always going to stay there, but maybe you do. Maybe that is very, very effective. I see people making a mistake of trying to do everything and doing none of those things well. They're doing a little bit of this. They're focusing on this. They're trying to get more steps. They're trying to eat more protein. They're trying to drink more water. They're trying to track. They're trying to journal. Especially if you are struggling, pick one thing to focus on. In Moneyball, it was base hits. Your goal is going to be different. The thing that you focus on is going to be different based on your goal, but start by focusing on just one thing. I do not recommend that it's something like pounds lost, because again, that is an outcome. What are you doing every day? What are you focused on executing every single day to drive that result? I want it to be something that is within your control to execute. Focus on one thing. It would be interesting if you would go back and watch this movie, watch it for the first time, read the book after hearing this. But just to recap, what are your base hits? Define what those simple, small needle mover activities are that you can execute. Little tiny win, little tiny win, little tiny win, little tiny win, instead of going for trying to hit a home run or a grand slam. Win the game you're playing instead of trying to make your circumstances and your situation match somebody else's. Know the actual problem you need to solve and then focus on one thing. One thing that you can measure, that you can monitor, that you can come back to again and again and again. Hey, listen, if there's a topic that it would be helpful for me to get into on the podcast, something that you feel like you need, something you feel like you're unclear on, something that would support you, find me on Instagram at Elizabeth Benton, and I would love it if you would message me and let me know what that is so that I can help you. If you want to work more closely together on a strategy for you that is based on your baseline, that is based on your goals, it's based on your ideal set of behaviors, not taking on things that you don't want to do forever, think about the consistency course. I've shared this before, but the price is going up in March. So if you get in now, you lock in the price where it is. And I would love to help you create that personalized plan for you. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a great day.